Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can find in everyday life. Yesterday was the funeral of arguably the greatest Torah giant, the greatest rabbi of our generation. There was approximately 750,000 people at his funeral. So I bet you're wondering, why? What was so special about him? What was so unique about him? In all honesty, it's impossible in this short podcast to properly describe what he was all about. The sheer quantity of material he covered, the amount of love and care and people who came through his door every single day is incomprehensible. On a personal level, I feel so privileged to have had the opportunity to meet him and ask him different questions on different occasions. But I want to share with you a different sort of message than what's going around. Years before he was famous, when he was just a teenager, his father, who was himself a great rabbi, was concerned about his studies. You see, the rabbi we are discussing was called Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. His father was known as the Stipler. The Stipler was renowned for his depth of wisdom. He would spend hours on short passages of Talmud, finding deep, hidden, meaningful, intriguing ideas. His son, Chaim, at the time, didn't have this quality. He wasn't able to unearth and find the deep hidden wisdom in the Talmud. That wasn't what he was good at. He would cover much ground in a more superficial level, if we can call it superficial. And the Stipler was so concerned about this, and he went to a great rabbi at the time, another rabbi called the Chazon Ish. And he came to the Chazon Ish with a bothered look on his face. And the Chazon Ish said, "What is on your mind?" And he said, "I'm concerned about my child. I am so concerned. He doesn't seem to have a deep grasp of the Talmud. He just learns things in a more superficial level." And the Chazon Ish at the time had the wisdom of the Chazon Ish, one of the greatest rabbis that ever lived. And he said, "Fear not, don't worry. Encourage your son to find his niche, because he will light up the world in his own unique way." And the words of the tzaddik couldn't have become more true. Rabbi Kanievsky returned his holy soul to our Maker just a few days ago, and we could see the outpouring of grief and love at the loss of arguably the greatest sage who lived in our generation. And this is the message I want to give, you know? Often we hear about great people who made a massive impact on the world, and we're inspired, but in our heart of hearts, we think to ourselves, it's just not me. I wasn't cut out for that, you know? I was listening to the sheer colossal amount of material he would cover every day, and I was thinking, I don't even know what to start taking from that. You know, should I be pushing myself to study more? Of course I should. What should I do? And then when I overheard this story, it reminded me of perhaps the most important message to take here is, and it's both within ourselves and as parents and educators. So often, we have a vision of how we should be, of how things should be, based on other people around us. Perhaps in ourselves, we feel pressured from our parents, we feel pressured from society. We sort of have this vision that we make for ourselves that's not really who we are inside. You know, sometimes as a parent, we're trying to encourage a certain path for our children, but it's not really who they are. You know, if the great rabbi, the Stipler, could have the confidence to follow and take the advice of the Chazon Ish, to see the light that Rabbi Kanievsky was going to bring to the world, perhaps the greatest message is to realize that the beauty of our life lies in its individuality. If we are able to think deep inside, what project, what is it, what light do we want to bring to this world? What is our unique light that we can offer? What is our inner Rabbi Kanievsky? If we can express that, if we're able to find that within ourselves, I think there is no greater merit and no greater way of continuing his legacy. So express your inner light. Be your inner Rabbi Kanievsky. May his memory be a blessing to us all.